Hello, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation, their faith, and individual communities. First of all, I would like to know, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. At the same time, I would like to know, what is the year of your birth?
What is this for again?
This is just a very short survey to help us understand how people in your community feel about their current situation. For now, we're talking about abortion access, ma'am. We would like to know what your opinion is. Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you tell me what's your age? I'm sorry, what's your year of birth? That's it.
Year?
Yes, just a year.
1970.
Okay, thank you so much for that, ma'am. May I know what's the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. May I know what's your race?
White.
Thank you. Also, ma'am, now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which is neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, just indicate so, okay? May I know what's your opinion regarding Donald Trump from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. May I know what's your opinion regarding Kamala Harris from 0 to 10?
3.
May I know what's your opinion regarding Katie Hobbs from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. May I know what's your opinion regarding Republicans in Arizona from 0 to 10?
For who?
Republicans in Arizona, in general, ma'am.
Oh, in general. 5.
Thank you. May I know what's your opinion regarding Democrats in Arizona in general?
5.
Thank you so much for that. When thinking about who you voted for in the November 2024 election, how important was it to you that the candidate will prioritize bringing down prices to make cost of living more affordable, ma'am? Was it a must-have? Was it very important? Was it important? Okay, very important. Thank you. Now, what about that this candidate will promote traditional family values, ma'am? Was it a must-have? Was it very important? Somewhat important? Neutral? Not very important?
Somewhat.
Or was it a deal breaker? Okay, somewhat important. Somewhat. Thank you. Now, what about prioritize protecting abortion access, ma'am? Was it a must-have? Was it very important? Was it somewhat important? Neutral? Wasn't very important? Or was it a deal breaker for you?
What was the question again?
Prioritize protecting abortion access, ma'am.
Somewhat.
Important, thank you. Prioritize making housing more affordable. Was it a must-have? Was it very important? Was it somewhat important?
Very.
Neutral? Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that for you. For whom did you vote in the 2024 election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican? Did you vote for someone else, or you were not eligible to vote? Okay, Trump. Thank you so much. For whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for Senate, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Carrie Lake, the Republican, Ruben Gallego, the Democrat? Did you vote for someone else?
Were you not?
Okay, thank you. As you may recall, Arizona had a ballot measure in 2024 that will enshrine the constitutional right to abortion access. In that election, did you vote yes or no on Prop 139, the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or did you not vote?
I didn't vote.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Thinking back to the ballot measure on abortion rights, how important was the outcome of the abortion ballot measure election to you personally on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the outcome was extremely important, 5 means that it was somewhat important, and 0 means that the outcome was not important at all, ma'am.
5.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking back to the 2024 election, did the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state make you less or more motivated to vote? Or did it make no difference in your motivation to vote, ma'am?
No difference.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking back to the 2024 election, if you learned that a candidate for political office opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, did that make you less or more likely to vote for that candidate, or did it make no difference in your likelihood to vote, ma'am?
No difference.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Republicans in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all? Very little, just some, or a lot, ma'am?
Some.
Thank you. Thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Democrats in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all?
A lot.
Very little? Okay, thank you. A lot. Thinking back, okay, based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the current situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion legality? Do you think that abortion is legal in all cases in Arizona? Do you think that abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona? Do you think that abortion is illegal in most cases in Arizona? Or that abortion is illegal in all cases in Arizona? Or you're not sure?
I didn't get the question.
Yes, based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the current situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion legality?
Oh, it's legal.
It is legal in all cases or in most cases, ma'am?
In most.
Thank you. Based on what you know, how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona currently? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not very concerned.
Thank you. Do you think that abortion should be legal in all access nationally? Legal in most access in most cases nationally? Illegal in most cases nationally? Or illegal in all cases nationally, ma'am?
Legal in most cases.
Thank you. Even if neither is exactly right, which one of these statements comes close to your view? Do you think that do you personally believe that having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal? Do you believe that you personally, that you are personally against abortion, but you do not believe that the government will prevent someone from making that decision for yourself, or do you?
Said.
That one.
Yes.
Okay, great. Here is a series of statements. After each one, please indicate how much you agree with each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you neither agree nor disagree, and where 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. I have right here, abortion is a normal part of reproductive health care, and abortion bans threaten the health of people who get pregnant. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
Can you say that one more time?
Yes. Abortion is a normal part of reproductive health care. And abortion bans threaten the health of people who get pregnant.
I don't agree.
Okay. From 0 to 10?
0.
Okay, great. Now, I have right here. Abortion is one of the things undermining traditional family values in this country. We need to ban abortion and protect the family as society's foundation. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
5.
Okay. Now, life is sacred. Life is sacred, and no law can say otherwise. Abortion is wrong because it terminates life, and we must protect the preborn at all costs. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
5.
Thank you. Now, no one should be arrested or put in jail for how a pregnancy ends, including miscarriage or abortion. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
10.
Thank you. Now, I have right here, people must face the consequences of their own actions, including when they have unprotected sex outside of marriage. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
10.
Thank you so much for that. Now, here is a list of organizations. Please rate how much you trust each organization when it comes to handling abortion access on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you trust them a lot, a 5 means that you somewhat trust them, and a 0 means that you do not trust them at all. You may select any number from 0 to 10. I have right here Democrats in Arizona. How well do you think they will handle abortion access from 0 to 10, ma'am?
5.
What about Republicans in Congress? From 0 to 10, how well do you think they will handle it?
5.
Democrats in Congress, how well do you think they will handle it? From 0 to 10?
5.
What about Republicans in Arizona? How well do you think they will handle it?
5.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal in all cases? Nationally, like legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in most cases nationally, man. We're talking about Democrats.
Illegal in most cases.
Okay, what about Republicans? Do you think that they want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases?
Legal in most cases.
Thank you so much for that. Now, here is a list of policies Republican lawmakers talked about during the November 2024 election. After each one, please tell me whether you think the policy is turning to happen, it is really likely to happen, it is somewhat likely to happen, or it is not very likely to happen, or you think that won't happen, okay? So I have right here the first one, appointing judges who will strike down abortion rights. Do you think it is turning, pretty likely, somewhat, not very likely, or certainly not to happen?